Hi, everybody. Okay, this is Penny's Miscellaneous Musings questionnaire. I am Nola Bell 0503, if that wasn't already obvious by the name that is posting this. Anyway, hi. I'm a little quieter today than usual, just kind of been a long day, kind of backed into a car earlier, so that was super fun. But the guy was really awesome, and there wasn't really any damage to his car. There was more damage to mine than his. So he was like, "Don't worry about it. It's fine." So, yeah, that was super fun. Coming home and showing the husband the damage. That was more, not scary, but more worrisome. But he was cool about it. So, anyway, back to the questionnaire. Sorry. Okay, number one, what is something about you that we on GWA don't know about you yet? Share. There's a couple things that come to mind, and a few people know some of these. Some people might have kind of seen comments to the effect, if they were paying any attention. First one, as of right now, I have lost 87 pounds from my highest. I still have about 40-ish to go before I'm kind of comfortable saying if I don't lose any more, then I'm okay. Which, would put me very firmly in the where I should be category. So that's nice. Only took me like 35 plus years to get to where I was finally like, I'm gonna lose some weight now. And I've lost like over 40 of it just since March. The rest of it was since April of 2015. The other thing is, I'm dealing with an undiagnosed neurological issue right now. That's super fun. I go this week to have a an LP, which is a spinal tap. So I've been making really bad jokes about, going to 11 and things like that, and I'm making my husband watch This Is Spinal Tap tonight. So that's gonna be fun. So yeah, working on getting a diagnosis for this really weird thing. I'm past all the normal stuff. Now we're looking for the abnormal and very rare conditions. So yeah, that's super fun. Number two, please say the following sentence as sexually enticing as possible. Oh God, this is sad. Excuse me. And in the fourth quarter of 2003, the stock in the NYSE index started to rise as companies re-diversified their financial holdings, while AIG supported a merger between two smaller subsidiaries. That was really bad. And I really wanted to say New York Stock Exchange instead of NYSE, just because that's just the way I think of it. Number three, what is one accent you wish you had aside from your own? And yeah, there's no way I can do an impression. I would just like to have any accent. Anything European, probably. I don't think I have an accent, but undoubtedly I do, as I have been told. Supposedly, it seems in my rant, I'm quite a bit more southern than I realize. So, yeah, I would like just more likely a like along the line of a British accent, something like that. I think that would be something I'd be more comfortable with, or maybe Irish. Just because I've got Irish heritage and, I like it. So, but I don't know. I'd kind of be happier if I thought I had more of a southern accent. I'd like to, as I have proven quite often before, I'm very proud of my southern heritage. Okay, number four, you're on death row. You've committed the most heinous of crimes, killing my love, Colin Farrell or James McAvoy. Probably Colin Farrell, because I'm, jealous of the accent. You have one last meal to enjoy before the electric chair. Okay, they do lethal injection now, Penny. Come on. What is it, and whom do you wish to eat it with? Obviously, it would be with my man, my honey, my love, my husband. If he's still with me, God only knows what he would do if I actually murdered someone. He'd probably stick with me because he would know that I had a good excuse. And what would I eat? Lord, this is going to sound really weird and pathetic. My favorite meal is my dad's pork roast, rice and gravy, black-eyed peas, and cornbread. And you mix the black-eyed peas, the cornbread, the rice, and the gravy all together and just make this disgusting-looking mash of just, ugh, but it is so good. And I love pork roast. That's just one of my favorite things. And if not that, then, I mean, obviously you can't go wrong with a steak, baked potato, salad, you know. And I'm not, like, totally huge on dessert. If there was going to be a dessert, it would obviously have to be some type of Bluebell ice cream. Possibly Ultimate Neapolitan, most likely mint chocolate chip. Okay, number five. What is a skill, one sexual and one non, that you wish you could master? One sexual skill. This is going to sound a little weird. I wish I could just kind of turn my libido off and on. As I've gotten to my, I'm at my peak, I guess, and I'm a little hyper libido, I guess would be the best way to put it. And it can get annoying at times. And, my husband, love him to death, but, you know, he's a little bit older, not much, just like 4 years older, but, you know, he's past that time. So he's not dying for it all the time. So yeah, it would be nice if I could turn off my libido, just because, you know, it'd be nice to be a little bit more kind of right there where my husband's at, just because it's, you know, it's just where I'd rather be. I used to have a beautiful singing voice, and then I started smoking way too young, and I just destroyed my voice. I would love to get my singing voice back. Oh man, I could hold my own very well. Okay, number six. One day you wake up as the opposite gender. What do you look like? What is your style? And what do you do for your first day? Considering the fact that I'm already like 5'10 and a half, built like a linebacker, I kind of already look a little bit closer to the other gender probably than female half the damn time. So I probably look like me, but with like shorter hair and mustache and beard and God only knows whatever else. Which would technically probably just look like my dad, which is just really scary. What is my style? Comfy, probably. I'd probably still be like a jeans and t-shirt kind of person, just because that's how I am now. And I don't see any reason why that couldn't be the same for being a guy. And what do I do for the day? Lord. Again, probably wouldn't change too much. I'd probably still be watching ESPN and getting involved in sports and shit. I'd just actually have people respect my opinions, because guess what? When you have a penis, people respect your opinions on sports. And when you don't, they seem to think you're insane and you don't know what you're talking about and don't listen to you to see, guess what? You do know what you're talking about. Excuse me. Sorry for that rant there. Number seven, was the last random act of kindness you performed? Oh, Lord. I was raised to just, to me, there is no quote random act of kindness. You just always act with the most pure of intentions, and you try to be nice and kind as much as possible. I can't tell you the last time I didn't hold a door for a person when going, you know, into a business or going into somewhere. If there was other people with me, I'm holding the door. I mean, it's nothing for me to pay for the person behind me in a drive-thru. It's nothing for me to, you know, walking through the store, if I see a lady or a man in a wheelchair or something and they look like they're getting ready to get up to get something, I'll kind of rush over to ask them what they need help with, and I can get it for them so they don't have to get up, you know. Those are just, to me, I mean, I've heard people use those kind of examples as random acts of kindness. To me, that's a Tuesday. You know, that's just a normal thing for me. I was just kind of raised that way. I don't judge people who don't do that. You know, not everybody has to act the same way. It's just how I am. Number eight, what do you want right now? Money, sex, travel, or why? And why? Money. Medical bills are going to start piling up real soon. So money would be awesome. That's really depressing, isn't it? Travel would be my fun answer, because I would love to be able to just go and see places that I haven't been able to go to yet. You know, my husband and I are planning a cruise. That was one of my little rewards for getting to one of my weight loss goals. And you know, we were planning to try to take it this fall, and then I decided we'll put it off till next year because we're going to go do a family vacation with the kids and my parents later this year and in the fall. So, you know, I would like to travel. I'd like to travel just me and my man, honestly. I love my babies, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's really nice when you can just kind of travel as a couple. Number nine, where do you think is the most uncomfortable place to have sex? Oh my God, the beach, hands down. I'm sorry. Sand gets all up in places. Sand should never be getting. I'm not a big fan of the beach to begin with, but when you start dealing with like areas getting sand, no, I don't need sand getting roughed up in there. I'm good. Most comfortable, my bed. Hello. I have a very comfortable bed and I have very comfortable sex on my comfortable bed. Number 10, would you rather know when you will die or how you will die? Shit. Neither. I don't want to know when I'll die because I answered something similar to this before in another one of your questionnaires. I think I would just stress out worrying about when I'm going to die. I would just worry about it and I'd just stress and I wouldn't be able to enjoy and just live my life. As for how, I already have a pretty good idea that I'm probably going to drown because it's like my biggest fear in the entire world. If there are past lives, I'm almost 1,000% positive I died on the Titanic. Just because I have always had this really weird, like, emotional response to the story of the Titanic from the very first time I heard about it, long before the fucking movie. And when I did see the movie, I like cried so hard I threw up. And it didn't have a damn thing to do with Leonardo DiCaprio. I didn't care about him. It was just the knowledge of all these people. Just, they were just going from one place. They were just traveling from England to the U.S. And, you know, and then they died in this cold water in the dark. And it was, it's just shit. Like, I have that. So I'm terrified of drowning. It's like been my biggest fear of my entire life. I was pulled out of the Pacific by lifeguards one time and put on oxygen. I was pulled out of a lake by a couple with a boat because I kept trying to get to my rafts and it kept getting blown away from me and I didn't realize how far I was getting from shore. It was a very, very, very large lake. You know, I don't like open water because it's so much easier to drown. So, yeah, I have a feeling I'm probably going to die that way just because, you know, that's what's going to end up happening. Something's going to happen. I'm going to get in a situation and I'm going to end up panicking. Would I want to know how specifically? Probably not. Because, again, I would try to avoid that. And then that would just kind of, you know, paradox and all that stuff. And then, you know, if I'm trying to avoid the way that I would die and I accidentally end up in that position, then I would be stressing out going, oh, my God, this is going to be it. This is when I'm going to die, you know. Yeah, I know, I'm pathetic. Okay, number 11. Do you believe in the adage, love conquers all, why or not? I believe in emotional situations, love can conquer all. In physical, not necessarily. Like, because, I mean, you know, I can love somebody to death, but if they, you know, move across the country, it doesn't mean that we're going to be able to, in, you know, with no chance of us seeing each other again anytime soon, it doesn't mean that we're going to be able to stay together, you know. I, you know, obviously can't, you know, somebody dies, they die, you know. But I think that if you truly love someone, can you forgive mistakes? Yes. And thank God my husband believes that too. We both have made mistakes in our lives, and luckily we are able to look at how much we love each other and say, okay, you know, that's more important, and we're able to work through things. So yeah, I guess, you know, emotional situations, I think it can. I think true love can. I think that it's easy for people to let themselves forget how much they love someone when they're hurt, if that makes sense. Physically, no, it can't, obviously. Okay, sorry, number 12. I like nice things and nice people. Pick at least 3 GWAers and tell them something you admire or appreciate about them. Oh, crap. okay. Three people that I hate singling people out because I feel like I'm going to leave someone out. Okay. Let's go with Swizzle was really helpful when I was first starting out and I was confused about everything. And he was willing to help me understand some things because I was really like, I mean, I was a lurker and I'd kind of like, okay, I could listen, but I didn't know what I was doing when it came to posting, you know? So he was really nice and helpful with that. Bye, Fun. you're just a sweetheart. And I know I said that so patronizingly, and you know I don't mean it that way. But he's just a sweetheart. And he's listened to my whining and complaining about everything that's been going on with me. And my most recent GWA friend, I guess I'll say, is Utility Geek, who I believe is also new to this whole fun thing around, you know, around here with me. But, you know, he and I have a lot in common with all this stuff, or, you know, at least can understand a little bit of what each other's going through. So it's been nice having somebody I can kind of talk about all this stuff with and not feel like I'm, you know, no, I'm supposed to be sexy and I can't talk about this kind of stuff because it's not sexy. And so it's nice that he, you know, he's like, hey, don't worry because my story's not sexy either. So, and he's got a really upbeat attitude about it, which is nice. So, yeah, that's, I guess, my people. And I also would like to say that I think Penny makes some of the most fun questionnaires, and I love doing these. So I would also like to give a shout-out to Penny for that. So, anyway, that was totally not sucking up. I'm serious. Anyway, yeah.